listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
The reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song. Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today, I'm going to be taking you on a hike with me, as usual, a walk or hike through a park in the morning close to my house. The difference between today and other sessions is that I'm not going to be saying much after this little introduction. We're just going to be listening to the birds, my feet against the ground, crunching against the leaves, maybe going over a small little bridge. You might hear some wood. The hum of cars in the background. Maybe an airplane going overhead. But I just want you to kind of close your eyes and use this as like a meditation or a form of prayer to kind of get you into a good headspace. So, here we go. Notice the change of the metronomic feel of my feet. The sound is different. I went from walking on a trail to now walking on pavement. Also notice sort of the alarm coming from a construction vehicle that is backing up. Just like it came in, there it went. Like our thoughts. The birds are really singing this morning. Notice the airplane that's going overhead in the distance. This is a great exercise to do from time to time. Is just really take note of the world around you. The sounds. It's music. It's music all around us. Whether we like to think it or not, all these sounds can make music. Now, if you've ever seen the movie August Rush, you know what I'm talking about. And if not, I would encourage you to watch that movie. It's a really interesting movie about a genius kid musician, a child prodigy, if you will. He uses music in very non-traditional ways, especially to create this really amazing symphony based upon the world around him. Notice the car that just drove by. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Hey everybody, Jim here from Key of Awesome Music. Welcome to Key of Awesome Music Podcast. We talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you're doing well. I am taping this on Monday, April 27th of 2020.
now week 7 of social distancing, at least mandated by the state of New Jersey. Hope you're doing well, staying happy, healthy, and safe. If you couldn't tell, I'm driving right now, but I have you sort of in the dashboard, and so maybe you're listening to this and driving as well. So in a strange way, we are communicating while driving. today I just wanted to do a quick little update for you. There has been a lot going on over the last several weeks. The latest podcast episode before this current one detailed a little bit about the things that are going on since social distancing measures have been put in place due to the coronavirus, COVID-19, if you will. So a couple other updates. These are new things that we did not talk about last time that we wanted to touch upon. For the next 8 to 9 weeks, every single Friday starting on May 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are doing an online music fest called the Key of Awesome Online Music Fest. And we have been posting over this on our Facebook page, and we also sent out a newsletter in addition to an email, like a personal private email, to all of the contacts we have that we feel like might appreciate it. You can get that information by going onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. It's free of charge, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 30 to 40 minutes, most likely 40 minutes, because that's how long Zoom will let you do that, sort of hold a meeting on that platform if you have a free account, which we do. Their stipulation with that is the first 100 people are able to get in, and anybody else after that are going to be kind of locked out. That's what they do. They cap it at 100 people, and they consider people computers. Now, we all know that people are not computers, but the way that they see it as is one person equals one computer. Well, that means if you have one computer and you have 5 people watching, that really means that there's one person watching, if that makes sense. So in essence, you could have a lot more people technically tuning in during that time using just one computer at their specific house or home or residential group home or something along those lines. So just something to keep in mind. We know that the password is music, the number 4, and then an uppercase U, so music 4U. The meeting ID is to be determined, and the URL is just a bunch of different random numbers and letters, and so it's kind of hard to regurgitate that and kind of recite that here. But just look it up on our Facebook page. We've been posting about it here and there. It's going to be starting Friday, May 1st. Go every single Friday to the end of June, which is June 26th, and at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 30 to 40 minutes, and just feel good, upbeat, positive songs. I'm going to be using the loop station that we have, some percussion instruments, guitar, maybe ukulele, a drum set, a cajon, lots of different fun things, something different than maybe people are used to seeing from what we do in normal day programs or residential group homes, drug and alcohol counseling centers, mental health facilities, nursing homes, libraries, what have you. So it's music for everyone. It's just like fun, upbeat songs that we're going to try to select different ones every week to just kind of put out some goodness and continue to put out this goodness into the world free of charge. But if you feel like you want to donate and give to the cause, so to speak, and leave what's called a virtual tip, you could do so by doing one of 3 things. You could go to Cash App, and then you put the dollar sign and spell out Jim Gavin, J-I-M-G-A-V-E-N, all one word. On Cash App, you can go to Venmo, the at symbol, J-I-M hyphen G-A-V-E-N. That will get you as well to us. Or you can go on PayPal and type in paypal.me/keyofawesomemusic. So it's paypal.me/keyofawesomemusic. So Key of Awesome Music there. The ways to donate or give, if you feel inspired, like you're learning something, trying something new, letting loose, having fun, just feeling relaxed and calm, and you find value in that. And if not, no problem at all. We've been encouraging people to share the page with their friends. So if you feel like you can't make it to that meeting, or you can't give in any way, that you're not available at like 10 a.m. on a Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, while we're home social distancing, then it's no problem at all. You could create a watch party and watch it later on, not necessarily live with what's going on in the Facebook page. So that's something that's new, these Key of Awesome Online Music Fest, which again is starting on May 1st, Friday, May 1st, and going all the way to Friday, June 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Information and details can be found on our Facebook page. All right, so that's the first order of business. Second order of business is, as far as an update goes, is that we started getting back into doing virtual group sessions that are not just me running them, Jim Gavin, the founder, CEO of Key of Awesome Music, which is nice. So we have an individual, we have an employee who's currently giving two virtual one-on-one lessons, which is really cool. And we're going to have a third employee go back and continue to do sessions for those that he serves and supports in two different group homes, running virtual music sessions once a week. So that's really nice. This is all new stuff that's happening. We have also picked up a couple new one-on-one lessons virtually, and during this time we've picked up two new people. We've expanded upon one of the other individuals that we've been spending time with. Instead of once a month, now we're seeing them once a week. So that has been really a breath of fresh air and something new on the horizon, which is, you know, only you know, bettering our cause and bettering that individual's quality of life. So those things are going on. We wanted to touch upon one other thing, a third sort of note. So in addition to all those new things that are happening with one-on-one lessons virtually and group sessions virtually, as well as the Key of Awesome Music Online Fest, if you will, on Zoom once a week, we give an update, which I sent a newsletter out about this, but just an update here. Instead of three Facebook Live events a day like we have been doing for 5 to 6 weeks, we are now going to be doing two, with the off chance, rare occasion where we do a third one a day, which if we end up doing a third one, it'll be a fun drum circle improvisational jam where we just invite people to bring their instruments and kind of play along with whatever rhythms that we come up with that day using the loop station and different instruments in our garage. So the two that we are going to be doing are, we're going to be keeping the Jam in a Mr. Jim studio at 8:30 a.m., which is fun songs for kids, originals that Mr. Jim, myself, has written, or just famous cover, popular cover songs for children that mostly everybody's heard of, or at least maybe mentioned once or twice, even if it's a rare kids song. So that's really exciting. We're glad that we're able to do that one, and then we're going to keep the one in the afternoon, which is the featured artist of the day, where we pick one artist's music and we kind of play four or five of their songs. Sometimes it's been more, depending on if we know more from that artist, and we kind of pay them tribute that day as having been, you know, an artist that's famous and popular and maybe genre and era changing. So every day is a little bit of a different artist. There's been a couple occasions where I have played my own solo material for a little while, which has been kind of nice. Just testing out original material that I don't get a chance to play out very often. I've done a couple benefit sort of things. I did a benefit hour 15 minutes for the local food pantries at some of the local churches that are in our area, and posted it to one of the local churches through the Knights of Columbus, and so hopefully that has helped bring some food in for people. We are still doing Busking Down the House, which is a twice a week kids program at 9:30 a.m. If you go on the Facebook group Busking Down the House, you will find Mr. Jim jamming at 9:30 a.m. for a half an hour for the kids. Every Monday and Wednesday, we've been doing it the entire month of April so far, and it's going to continue to the end of April, and then at least through the mid part of May at this point, which is really cool. We're excited and glad to perform songs and meet a whole new group of people we wouldn't have otherwise met. So that has been really neat. Man, what else is going on? So, and so... backtracking a little bit to the Facebook Lives we've been doing, we're going to stay with the Jam and Mr. Jim studio at 8:30 a.m., and then the feature artist of the day is going to be somewhere between 3 and 4 p.m. we're going to get a start. There's been a lot of virtual sessions, group sessions, interactive performances that we are pre-recording for various places that want that, and then one-on-one lessons in real time. There's been a lot of interest in that, and so due to that high demand, we have to scale back the three Facebook Lives and take them to two. So that's the reasoning behind that. That's just, those are the updates we have for you. You know, we hope you're staying happy, healthy, and safe. As you could tell, we're definitely really excited about things that are going on right now. Of course, we wish it were different. We wish it were different for you, that things get back to a state of somewhat normalcy, whatever that may look like when all of this social distancing is kind of passes by us and we really flatten the curve enough to kind of get back to living everyday life like we normally do, going out to as many places as possible. Really just, you know, trying to make a better version of ourselves. And we know it can be hard behind closed doors with the same people, a lot. So if you feel like you want an escape, we do have those two Facebook Live events every day that are free. We are welcoming donations or virtual tips. We post in every single video with that. There's a lot going on. We started a merchandise line recently for Jammin' and Mr. Jim Studio and Key of Awesome Music. You could find that on a website called Teespring. So if you go to TeeSpring.com and you type in Key of Awesome Music new logo or Jammin' and Mr. Jim Studio, you'll find some t-shirts and coffee mugs and stickers and different things like that that we thought would be kind of cool for people to have if they really like it. We have been writing a few children's songs throughout this process, and we've been updating our Teachers Pay Teachers page. So if you were to search Jim Gavin on Teachers Pay Teachers, J-I-M-G-A-V-E-N, you would find a lot of fun educational songs teaching about life skills, manners, and musical instruments, as well as a couple musical games and activities that I've come up with on there. That is a paid thing, but it's still a neat resource we've been sharing with libraries, different homeschooling groups, and you know, teachers and friends of mine that I know have little kids that might use it as a resource for something. And so just something different. So yeah, all of that stuff is going on. We're super excited for knowing that we can do this thing virtually, and it is possible. Everything we did before, with the exception of sending invoices and emails, was in person, and now we're doing a lot of these virtual sessions. Big shout out to POAC, Autism Services, to Phoenix Behavioral Health, to Hamilton Homestead, to Artist Senior Living. These places have been so kind and letting us run these sessions, as well as Visitation Day Program and now Serve Behavioral Health. They have been so kind in letting us do these sessions through this time and actually seeking us out for additional things that we normally don't do and paying us for it. Big shout out to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but to PPL, which is Public Partnerships. They allow us to do virtual lessons that got put into everybody's plan sort of automatically, that we serve and support that have developmental disabilities over the age of 21 in New Jersey. We have been getting reimbursed by them in real time for all the sessions we are doing one-on-one. That has really been helpful. Their communication has been better than usual, which is big time. It's crazy to think that we have to get to a crisis, a disaster like this for communication to get better. But hey, you know, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes to keep the lines of communication open, it's been better that way. So all those updates. Have a great rest of the day. That's it for today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Enjoying a great day in the sun, watching the waves rolling one by one, dipping my feet just to feel the sand in the ocean. Go with the flow for all our plans, take a leisurely stroll just cause we can. It's an easy life we live with no deadlines or demands. Sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week, taste of old sweet Caroline. Everywhere here is a scenic view, everyone here's in a perfect mood. Let's make it to sailing off the coast, saying how do you do. It's a southern way of living, and I'm giving in to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line.